I was raised as a Jew in an upper middle class synagogue. We all knew who owned the Federal Reserve Bank, and we were proud of it. You see, there is nothing federal about this bank, and it certainly has no reserves. The Federal Reserve Bank, in fact, is a privately held bank, a consortium of private Jewish banks who make simple book entries and loan these entries to the U.S. government at a very high interest. Do you know that our Constitution provides the U.S. government with the right to coin and print its own money for its expenditures with no interest to itself? But we owe, and it's off to work we go at lower wages with an increasing high cost of living to pay off these loan sharks. Well, these loan sharks are just fattening their own wallets while our own wallets get thinner and thinner. I'm going to tell you who owns the Federal Reserve Bank. I'm going to tell you who these Jewish loan sharks are. You see, I've got inside information. The principal holders are three: N.M. Rothschild & Sons out of London. Jacob Rothschild is the head of N.M. Rothschilds. Two, Goldman Sachs. Lloyd Blankfein is the head of Goldman Sachs. And three, the Moses Seif Bank. The Moses Seif family out of Italy runs the Moses Seif Bank, and they are the principal holders of the Federal Reserve Bank. There are no Smiths, there are no Wagners, and there are no Solomons on this list. And men like Ben Shalom Bernanke and his mentor, Alan Greenspan, are simply agents for these international bankers who do not care about America's interests, but their own tribe's interests. As president of the Brother Nathaniel Foundation, we want to educate Americans at the grassroots level to expose such issues as this, the Zionist seizure of America's monetary system. When I was a kid, a Hershey bar went for only a nickel. This same Hershey bar now goes for $1.50 today. Well, this is progress. Progress under the regime of Jewish supremacy, the chief cause of inflation, increasing inflation in our nation. Abraham Lincoln once freed the slaves, but today there is no president that's going to do the same for us, for every U.S. president is owned by this Zionist force. Please support me in my fight at the Brother Nathaniel Foundation. Together, on a grassroots level, we can stop and we can free ourselves from Zionist enslavement. But we must act now, and we must act fast. For the battle, yes, this battle has only just begun.